welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. So you guys, it is a must because if we are not finding the things that inspire us and making time for them, we're truly going to walk through this life not feeling like ourselves. Because I believe as a human being, it is up to us to not only take full responsibility for our happiness, but take full responsibility for your inspiration. So what inspires you? Did you play that song that you love today? Did you dance around your house? Did you call that friend? Did you read those, you know, quote books or that paragraph from that book that you love this morning? Take time to get reconnected, get inspired, or you kind of walk through your day and the world's going to plan it for you, right? So I want to read you guys a quote. It's by Jesse Mateo. Even the smallest act of caring for another person is like a drop of water. It will make ripples throughout the entire pond. Or in this case, if you're really taking that time to show actions to people that you love, it really makes a ripple throughout their life. It's amazing how far either an act of caring through being verbal and telling them, or something small and showing them, or a phone call. And I can tell you that lately, I've been getting some blaring lessons in my life. And when I mean lately, I mean as just of basically this weekend through this week. So for the last 5 or 6 days, I have been getting these blaring messages to show more care, just more care. That's what's been coming up for me. I had a mastermind call with some of my amazing, beautiful soul sisters. And some of the things I discussed in there just gave me some clear messages that I need to show a little bit more care in my life to the people that I love. I can get really, really independent and feel like everyone else is independent as well. And like they're doing just fine and they don't need me. And, they don't need that call because I feel like I don't need a phone call. But all of a sudden, it's like you're fine until you're not fine anymore. I talk about this a lot. I'm fine. I'm doing great. You know, everything's going as it should. And then it's like, wait, I haven't taken that time to connect. I haven't taken that time to really ask how someone is and have them ask me how I am and really share if I need something from someone. Like, no, I'm good. I'm all good. But more care is coming up. And yesterday I was chatting with another friend. See, life gives you messages everywhere if we actually listen and we take the time to really hear what people are saying. And she had said, this quote did not make sense to her when she was younger, but her dad always said this to her. And he said, your biggest strength can also be your biggest struggle, can also be the biggest issue that's going to come up for you. So when she said that, I literally thought of one of my biggest strengths, and it's to leap into anything, to basically now I'll meet anyone, I'll go do whatever that thing is. But I do it so quickly and I do it with such action that I'm not noticing maybe some of the details that are happening, or I'm forgetting to really connect in, or, I'm just letting some of the things that need to take a little bit more time, let them process a little bit more. you know, just going through life like a tornado, getting things done, what can happen is it can leave a destructive path. Maybe people aren't feeling as appreciated as they should feel. Maybe some of the details are slipping through the cracks. Maybe you need to slow down and care a little bit more. So I'm getting really vulnerable with you guys that I had a moment of, I need to take a moment and tell the people, even if it's something I don't think I need. Everybody speaks a different love language, right? So even if I don't feel like everyone needs to call me or send me notes or buy me gifts, like to tell me how much they love me, some people's love language is to maybe buy them a little gift once in a great while, or send them a note, or give them a call, whatever that is, right? Because even though you may not be a phone person and you may not need the cards and you may not need the flowers, maybe your mom does. You know, maybe your sister does. Maybe that could go so far if you just said, who is in my top tier, right? This is what we talked about on my mastermind call. And one of my, like I said, one of my beautiful soul sisters just said, you know, those top tier people in your life, are we really caring enough for them? And this just hit me so hard. It just hit me square between the eyes of, am I caring enough? Am I showing enough care? Am I really telling them how much I love them, how beautiful they are, how much they've impacted my life, and how grateful I am for them? Have I taken that time to tell them? Have I set this in my schedule to say, hey, you know what? Every first Monday out of the month, it's going to be my month to remind people how much I care. So I know that this person loves handwritten gestures. I know that my mom loves little presents or flowers. It doesn't matter how big it is, just something small. Like, that's her love language. So I want to send her something. I want to call this friend because I know this friend loves words of affirmation or just loves hearing what's going on. I know this friend actually loves taking care of people. So maybe I'll get really vulnerable and share an experience of a place that I could use some help, even though that sounds tiring to me. But you know what? Connecting and keeping this person in my life, and I'm sure at the end of the conversation, I'll feel so much better. That's more important. So I'm not saying everyone, because this could get really, really exhausting, but maybe write down your top three or five people that you want to know how much you love them, and just take that time to truly, truly, truly care for them. How can you care for them in a way that they want to be cared for, right? So make time or write something out. It's just fun. I went and bought a bunch of cards and sent a bunch of flowers. And then I said, okay, this person loves phone calls, so I'm going to have to schedule this in, because otherwise I just don't do it. So for me, I have to plan literally everything. So there was another quote that I want to end with, and hopefully this really, really, really resonated with you guys, and maybe you'll take some time to, I don't know, just spend a little bit more time with the people that you love the most. So to make a difference in someone's life, you don't have to be brilliant, rich, beautiful, or perfect. You just have to care and let them know that you do. All right, you guys. So I'm so glad to have you to talk to on this podcast. I'm so grateful for you always sharing. And I have a challenge, a 60-day challenge that is mind, body, and soul. And it's all about a community of the most beautiful, amazing, uplifting, caring women. Just happens to go along with this podcast today. And that is at laurieharder.com/challenge. It ends May 15th. So I hope to see you in there, because I truly believe that life is all about connection and creating those connections for yourself, because they don't just land in your lap. So if you want more connection, if you want to show people more care so that they can care for you, that's a great place to start. And also care about your body, right? Care about your mind, care about your life, care about how you are talking to you. And that is what this is all about. So much love to you guys. So much appreciation. I couldn't do this without you. I would have no one to talk to. All right. So have the best day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.